Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Could you possibly rewind and come again?
Okay.
I have a dream.
Stereo music power.
You know, you're in with Miss B. Wells, BWD Radio, live. You know, my intro is so old school, so old school. I did this back when, oh my goodness, but you know, it's original, and I just can't get rid of it. I love it. It always gets me in the mood. And you know what? Without any further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring Legendary on in. Hey, Legendary, you got me?
Hey, Miss B. How you doing, sweetheart?
Hey, you know, I am doing better now that I'm talking to you. can't say I'm sorry.
I like that. I like your intro, by the way. I like that. That's real old. You know what? You should keep it. I really like it.
Do you know how many years old that is?
How many?
But I like it. It's original. Huh?
How old is it? How many years old is it?
It's probably about seven, eight years.
That's not bad. That's original. That's not that.
Well, you know, I mean, I can go non-original and have, like, most of them do with DJ drops and everything, but, you know, this just keeps it original. It's me, it's unique, and it fits me well.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, enough about me. I want to make sure that we have time to spin this awesome track titled Batter. So why don't you go ahead and introduce us to Legendary.
Basically, Legendary, straight from Baltimore, Maryland. I was born in Baltimore. My father's side is from Baltimore. My mother's side is from Birmingham, Alabama. So, yeah, I grew up basically in between the North and the South. But most of the stories that I'm telling and everything is predicated on me being in the Baltimore streets. But growing up in that, you know, it just wasn't a way out, you know. So sometimes
yeah,
you have to
move. Really is.
Exactly, you know, and I was doing music in Baltimore, and, you know, they support me, but not to where I could really make money. So, you know, I moved to the South, and everything's been lovely since then.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's lovely down here in the South. You know, that's why they call it the South there, brother.
Exactly.
You know, it's more about teamwork, you know, and working together as artists versus, you know, DMV, you know what I mean?
Exactly, and everybody's kind of pit against each other, and I think we're kind of built to not necessarily want to be better than the next man, but to at least want to kind of show what you got, and that can step on
mm-hmm.
other people's. But, you know, I've been in the industry since 2014. I never did music. You know, I had regular jobs, and, you know, I had a business doing heating and air conditioning, but... You know, it just didn't go well, and I was at a point in my life where I was really down. You know, my money was down, and everything
mm-hmm.
just wasn't really working. So I was forced to write a song, to make a long story short.
You were forced to write. All right, so
yeah.
So what inspired the stage name of Legendary, as well as I don't know if you can really say, is that what motivated you to pursue a career in the music and entertainment industry?
Honestly, it was how they reacted to the song. You know, it wasn't mastered. It was done in a closet. You know, it was something that was done to vent. But, you know, I let people hear it around me and everybody loved it. I've never heard anything negative about my music. So, you know, I just let a friend of mine who was a DJ here, a DJ 30 Baby from Texas.
Mm-hmm. Shout out.
Shout out. He was just like, you have to do a mixtape. So, I mean, I did it. And the original mixtape dropped in 2014 with another DJ, but it got 9,000 views to date. And they responded to it well. So, I mean, I felt like I had to do it again.
Nice. You know, and they say if you're going to do it big, right?
Exactly. You know, and I just like inspiring people.
And but what inspired using the stage name as Legendary?
Well, the way I create songs is I try to wow you with my punchlines from beginning to end so you can't catch up from the first one. I try to make a hook that's very catchy with a beat you love. All those aspects put together with wordplay and a little bit of intelligence is Legendary.
I like that.
I try to push every song like that. Like, if you listen to my whole tape, it's kind of something on there for everybody. You know, everybody's not going to like everything, but it's a message, you know.
And that's important, too. It's important that artists, you know, they put a little bit of everything out there, whether it's a mixtape or their EP. It is mm-hmm. important to do that because, you know, I'm talking no matter what, even back, you know, back 10, 20 years. I mean, if I play, this is when the CDs, right, this is when CDs were popular, you know. And it's like, if I didn't like the first song, you know, and I think they do that on purpose, you know, they won't put, a lot of them wouldn't put the hit song, like, at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You got to have something for everybody, I'm telling you. Otherwise, you know, it's just not going to, they're not going to want more music, you know
exactly.
what I mean? So who were your, some of your musical influences while growing up that inspires your lyrics and your recordings? And also, I mean, even if it's not a music influence, it may be both or either or.
Exactly. Honestly, I would have to say Nas at 98, 95, and 99, Cassidy, Fabulous, and Scarface. I really like Scarface. I didn't get on to Scarface until I moved to the South, lived in Georgia for a little while. You know, they just,
you know,
just that
realness. Yeah.
You know, I was in that realness.
Yeah, go ahead, finish what you're saying. Sometimes there's, you know, we have that delay on the radio, so I may think you're done talking, and you may think I'm done talking.
But yeah, you know, it's just a realness. Like Nas, he always inspired me. You know, he does his street songs and he does his things to, you know, reach out to the streets and the people. But he always, like, he always just keeps it real, and even if it puts itself in a line of fire. And I did that with my song Guyan. It was a tribute to Freddie Gray, and I couldn't, I would be lying if I said Nas didn't inspire that, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the lyricism, and you can just close your eyes and picture everything that's happening, you know, that's powerful, and that's something that's far and few in the music industry nowadays.
Yeah, and that's true, too. Would you believe that probably over the last 10 years, probably 10 to 12 years, that the answer to that question, at least 80% say Nas, because of his lyrics.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, his lyricism has, you know, and I don't know if he even knows, but he's been a major musical influence for many lyricists out there. So he may not know that, but I get about 80% of the answer. I get that answer 80% of the time, so. You're not alone. You're not alone. So you released a new single. We were jamming out that I'm Sorry for a bit, too. I was feeling that track as well. But this new single, it's titled Batter, and I think it's featuring, who's it featuring? Aaron
Dowell. Yeah. Chipmunk on the track. He is an amazing singer, producer, art. I mean, he records, mixes. There's nothing this man can't do, honestly. And I've been around, like, big-name producers, but he's just amazing. Like, we actually recorded another single I'm about to drop that I'm going to send y'all real soon, Abandon Me. It's a remake to the Rolls Royce Love Don't Live Here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Nice.
Took it a little old school, but I mean, it's amazing. It's one of those songs where, like, when it plays, everybody's quiet. Nobody says anything. People are running from outside, running in the studio. I mean, it's crazy. Right?
That's great. That's definitely great because, as you know, it's very important to have others out of your circle, you know, of people that don't really know you like that, to actually get their opinions of your music. Because as you know, as an artist, getting critiqued and feedback is more important to people who's never heard your music before. So that's
exactly.
Great. Yeah, that's key.
Yes, but yeah, he sung on this track. He's kind of ad-libbing on the Abandon Me, but this, the batter is basically... If you listen to the lyrics, it's one of the songs you really have to listen to the lyrics to. Like, you would think it's, you know, oh, beautiful girl, but honestly, to be truly bad, it really has nothing to do with your pockets or the way you look. Of course, you can dress nice, but there are plenty of women who dress nice without being naked all the time.
Yeah, that's what's up. You have to leave a little bit to the imagination.
Exactly, man. You know, as a boss, you know, you're looking for a queen or something like that. I understand if you're just, you know, playing, you're young, but when you're actually looking for a queen, like, it's just certain qualities, like confidence, the fact that, you know, she may get up and go get her own money. She may not have to, but she, you know, has the option. That drive has to be instilled in someone. You know, they have to be raised right, or have something serious to even really understand that part of life. But for a female truly bad, you know, she just has to know who she is and know where she wants to go.
No doubt. Absolutely. Now over, well, you said you've only been, so you're going on 2 years?
My first year was 2014. I just kind of jumped out there. I've pretty much been writing music since I was 12, you know. And the original song I told you about, I never released it until 2014.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I just dabbled in it. I used it to vent. And I actually released most of the songs that I wrote originally. So the songs that got 9,000 views on live mixtapes are literally when I was 12 years old to 21.
Wow. In fact, you know what?
Yeah.
Before, I'm going to get into that, too. Just I'll let you go ahead and put that information out there as well on your mixtape. Now, so just in that time frame, you had started to get into it. Can you just share with us just some, you know, just a few of your highlights and accomplishments so far? You can, you know, you started to get into your past music, any shows, videos, you know, anything you want to share at this point.
Yeah, I've had a show pretty much once a month for the last 4 months. It's not super consistent, but, you know, I'm getting out there. It's only my second year, so to be doing anything is great because, you know, some artists that take 10 years to get that. But I sit back and I analyze the game before I jumped in, and it worked out. You know, you have to plan anything before you do it. And
no doubt.
Can actually get a lot. Yeah, you can get a lot done with Google, but... If you're serious about what you're doing, seriously. Like, you can get so much done with Google. Like, it's crazy. But, you know.
Google magic, my friend.
Exactly.
Google has been my best friend since I can remember. The Yahoo days are gone. They've been gone.
As far as my highlights. You know, I've hosted a tape on the main side of live mixtapes. I'm a part of DMV vs. Baltimore, which is about to hit 200,000 views. I dropped 3 videos so far. I got another 2 in the works. The first video was legendary. It was just something to get my face out there. The second one was Cut Off Season, and that's basically about fake friends. The third one was I'm Sorry.
Yeah, I like that track, too.
Oh, I appreciate that. How did it do? Were they requesting it a lot?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, people be jamming out because you have to remember, you know, we have our mobile app as well.
Exactly. And I heard that was doing really well, doing numbers.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Exactly. I have a lot of, you know, big name DJs that deal with me on a personal level. But that's pretty much
that's
it. You know, I just been working. I'm on about 15 radio stations right now, so.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You got your business intact. It's very important to have the business mind, the business side, because a lot of times what happens is, you know, the artists, you know, they'll have their music out there, but they won't have their business together, right. You know. And I see you're starting to grow in your movement. I see the graphics starting to fly out. So, you know, whatever you do, make sure you keep doing what you're doing, you know. As the saying goes, you should, you know, you got to keep grinding. You can't stop, you know, and just keep doing
what you're doing.
So why don't you go ahead, let us know, where can we go to follow your movement and get your music besides Googling?
I'm honestly everywhere. I'm on Indie Live Mixtapes, the main side of Live Mixtapes. I got a host, DJ E-Dub and 30 Baby hosted Legendary 2.5. It dropped November 4th. It got 40,000 views to date, so go check that out. You know, those are all my new singles with Batter on there. So if you want to download it, go there. I'm Sorry, Batter. We got a lot of hit songs on there. But I got Twitter. My Twitter is at LegendaryTBM. Facebook is my name, Eric Heath. And I'm on Live Mixtapes, My Mixtapes, and Spinrilla. I also deal with DMV Music Club, so you'll see me on a lot of his mixtapes. But any major mixtape site, YouTube, you'll find me there. Just type in 410 Legendary, Legendary 410.
Ah, sweet. Okay, so you did start to go in. Did you cover... In fact, what about, like, for booking and features? Did you give, is there an email or something that you want to throw out there for anybody that wants to contact you?
Yes, it's legendary410booking@gmail.com.
Oh, okay,
booking. Legendary410booking.
All right, you may have said that, but you know, that delay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry. Yeah, I'm just in the airport. I only got miles from the airport, so dropped her, I don't know. Multitasking.
All right. Now, before we head into your single, I just wanted to make sure if you covered everything that you wanted to. You had started to mention your project happenings for 2016. What's next for Legendary?
What's next? I have my I'm Sorry mixtape about to drop with DJ Young Cash. That's going to be in a couple months. Hosting another tape on the main side of Live with DJ E-Dub. I got the Guidance Part 2 video. That's a Freddie Gray tribute, you know. I shot half in Baltimore, half in the South. That's about to come out. And I'm about to drop that single, Abandon Me. So I got three singles out, like, right now. I'm Sorry, Abandon Me is more promo only, but, I mean, they're going to love it. And not Batter. So,
yeah, I don't believe I've seen that track.
Oh, yeah. Abandon Me hasn't been released. That's very exclusive. But
I actually got it
I'm in my little home studio. I got it playing right now. Is it all right if I let you hear just a little piece, just a little taste?
Yeah, just go a little bit because I want to have time to, I want to make sure I have time to spin Batter.
Okay, just real quick. You hear it? That's it. There we go.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool that you cut it out because you know what? Can't even really hear it.
Uh-huh.
But that's all right. That's all right. It was just a thought that counted. But that's all right. Hopefully when you release it, you release that exclusive, we'll make sure we share it then. It'll be out there. All right. Well, you know, it's been wonderful chopping it up with you, okay? Do you have any shout-outs, just anything we didn't cover that you want to get out to your fans and obviously your soon-to-be fans?
Exactly. I want to give a shout-out to all my fans. I had a lot of people in Germany supporting me, Atlanta, St. Louis, New York, Texas, Tyler, Texas, Houston, Texas, California, San Diego. I have a lot of DJs dealing with me. Shout out to 30 Baby, Young Cash, DJ E-Dub. Shout out to DJ IT, the whole Baltimore City, the whole Baltimore Up Now movement, DMV Music Club. That's about it. And Miss B.
All right. Yeah, don't forget Miss B. Can't forget me. All right. Well, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to your next track and your next release after the 2.5. All right. So before you leave on that, why don't you go ahead and take us on to this latest track of yours?
This is Batter, legendary featuring Aaron Downs, an exclusive new R&B sound. Y'all gonna love it.
Are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
All right. Hey, I'm going to bring my sister in here. She wants to say a few words about your interview. Let me bring. Hey, Shell.
Yeah.
Hey, what's good?
Great music. I was just listening to him, and I actually Googled, and I kind of cranked up the beats just now. That's awesome. I'm up here in New York, legendary, and you sound awesome, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. God bless you.
That's what's
awesome.
Up. All right,
awesome
y'all.
Music. Thank you for that. Thanks for sharing that all the way up here in New York. I am in my sister just to tell her, wow, you know, I'm listening in, and it's a great interview, great show, and, like, legendary sounds awesome up here. And I go, I'm lost for words. I didn't think she was going to throw me on the air, but, hey, I just want to tell you, a lot of love up here from New York. You sound incredible.
Shout out to New York. I'm coming to you too to do a show. We're going to perform that same song. We're going to bring you backstage and everything. What's your name?
Bring some of that up here. Shine some of that music up here. It's a cute.
Go follow me on Twitter right now. It's @LegendaryTBM.
I got that, and I actually got 3,500 fans, and I'm going to make sure that they get a little taste of that too.
I appreciate it, sweetheart. You're beautiful.
Aw, all right, I'm going to start crying. All right, Michelle, I'll catch you on the flip side. See ya.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Have a good night. Love ya.
She's a sweetheart.
All right, legendary. Okay, anyways, on the way out, I have a few minutes. So on the way out, let's go ahead and leave them with I'm Sorry. I actually loaded that track for you. So why don't you go ahead and take us on into it, and then I'll catch you on the flip side.
All right, Ms. B. This is I'm Sorry by Legendary. This is one of those songs where, you know, you out, you looking good, somebody's just looking at you crazy, and you notice it. So, you know, you just tell them I'm sorry, you know. Pull up in the drop top, you know, and just stunt on them. It's I'm Sorry. Baltimore City, stand up.
Step it, I'm sorry. I'm flexing, I'm sorry. That Prada, I'm sorry. My brain retarded. Your shit. My chick, for that 40 extension. Don't come on me. I'm sorry. I'm flexing. I'm sorry. That Prada, I'm sorry. My brain was retarded. Your chick was boring. My chick, for that 40 extension. Don't come on me. I'm sorry these promoters keep booking. I'm sorry that your girl keeps looking white. Boy, say I'm gnarly. Stay clean like Steve Harvey. Killers and dealers are villains. Cause I'm ready. God, bet he gon' break my city. Looks like the head of a snake. Most of your family dead at your weight. On top of my grind, ahead of my time. Could've been doing better my time. No matter the scene, you can bet I'm gon' shine. I'm pulling my tail, who said I gon' blind? Tippy, I'm sorry. I'm flexing, I'm sorry. That Prada, I'm sorry. My brain was retarded. Your chick was boring. My chick was boring. That 40 extension. Don't come on me. Tippy, I'm sorry. I'm flexing. I'm sorry, my brain was hard. Your chick was boring. My chick for that 40 extension. Don't come on me. Spit fire, I'm an arsonist like Cassidy. I'm lost in this. Came a long way from starting tripping out apartments. My AK from Moscow. Tall, look bad, wow. Quack of that mile, wow. The hit endo crib for a powwow. You saw me soft, I'm Easter fresh. Get wrong with put beat the chest. Some people say he's the best, but I could give a f**k. I just need a shit. I'm sorry, 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 I'm flexing, I'm sorry, that Prada, I'm sorry, my brain retarded, your chick was boring, my chick for it. Legendary on the track.